My concern is, you know, just listening to the guy from Baumholder, Germany.
Yeah.
That's home for me originally, and I agree with him. The weather patterns all over the world are changing, and I'm wondering how much global warming has to do with that, and, you know, what our kids are going to have to endure when they get, you know, 20 years from now, what the weather patterns are going to look like. And I was kind of hoping somebody with the knowledge on the global warming would call in and give some advice.
Yeah, I think you can obviously say storms have been a lot more intense over the past couple of years. You know, I mean, with Hurricane Katrina, with this storm here, I mean, F5 is the highest possible on the scale.
And they have scales for a reason. I think they're only going to get worse unless we start taking some proactive measures, you know.
Yeah, I'm not really that intensely familiar with the science of it, but I agree with you. There's something going on, for sure.
I read somewhere that if the average family would change out 5 of their regular light bulbs and replace them with this other type of light bulb, that would make a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, the compact fluorescent light bulbs is what they want people
exactly.
to switch to.
Exactly, yeah. Things like that maybe we ought to look at doing. I mean, this weather is crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought it up. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Stooks in the morning, go ahead.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, it's going good.
What you got for us?
I just have a comment. Well, I have 2 comments.
Okay.
First of all, everyone needs to think about he who rules the weather rules the world.
Okay.
Deep, okay?
Yeah,
and
very.
Second of all, I don't know if anyone's traveled around looking at all the new construction and the damage done to the earth from these heavy rains and all of the erosion that's taken place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think we need to think about what we're doing here.
Are you talking about in Junction City mostly, or?
Mostly in Junction City.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot of new housing up there. We even have some right behind here, right by our tower, so.
Exactly. And not so bad, but there's areas in Westwood where there's a solid rock wall behind people, and there's waterfalls coming right out of the rock into their backyard.
Yeah, it's not a fun place to be.
No, and I just think we really need to stop and think about what we're doing.
Yeah, there's a. You're the second call in a row we've had on you know, proactive steps we need to start taking to try to be a little bit smarter about the weather. And you have to wonder too, with these houses going up as quick as they are, you know, like what's a tornado going to do to that?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And I just think, and I never thought of myself as an activist, but as I drove around last night, I thought, gracious, what a sad thing we've done to these beautiful Flint Hills of Kansas, and it made me sad, and I just thought I needed to share that.
Well, thanks for calling in. Good points this morning.
You bet.
Take care.
Bye-bye.